a reading for Lila Denning entitled Homeopathy Calcium. The homeopathic remedy Calceria carbonica is prepared using calcium carbonate and is primarily used for curing dawdling development of bones and teeth, as well as throbbing joints and bones. Probably owing to the manifestation of its attributes that facilitate in building the body, Calceria carbonica is prescribed by homeopathic practitioners to treat health conditions which come together with symptoms, such as depression, exhaustion, and nervousness. In effect, the calcium carbonate that is used to prepare the homeopathic remedy Calceria carbonica is collected from oyster shells, pulverized into fine powder, and used in its full potency, which I imagine is one part per billion. As aforementioned, this homeopathic remedy is prepared using the oyster shells, and the origin of the medications reveals a lot of things regarding the attitude or mindset of people belonging to this type. It may be noted that the oyster is considered to be among the less robust sea creatures, and it has a preference to remain in safety inside its shell. In addition, oysters are almost always found to be sticking to rocks for their safety. Within an oyster shell, it is supple and formless, and the activities of an oyster centers on collecting food and digesting it. Individuals belonging to the Calceria type are known to be sluggish, firm, realistic, and lumbering. Although the comparatively fiery types of individuals, such as those belonging to Sulfur and Lachesis, are always seeking stimulation and fame, those belonging to the Calceria are just satisfied staying indoors and watching television, if possible with someone to embrace and sufficient supply of high-calorie foods to eat. It may be noted that in homeopathy, every remedy type articulates its requirement for security in a singular manner. For instance, an Arum type finds security in wealth and prestige, while those belonging to the Lycopodium type consider security when their actions and thoughts are approved by others. Then again, for the Pulsatilla type, security denotes simply knowing that they are loved by their beloveds. For people belonging to the Calceria type, security denotes familiar environments and people. Any type of change seems to be menacing to individuals belonging to the Calceria type, and they try to stay away from changes by remaining as and where they are. Therefore, it is not surprising that the Calceria type remains in the same job for several years, often more than two decades, in spite of possessing the aptitude to engage in something more challenging. Interestingly enough, one may find a Calceria individual staying in her native town for her entire life, only to venture out further during the holidays, and they are always happier to return home after their brief sojourn. Such conformist or traditional propensity may be seen in several types of a Calceria individual's life. Children belonging to this remedy type are especially cautious regarding new experiences. They are normally very slow, even in trying out new foods, measure while making friendship with any new person, and also unenthusiastic to think about dissimilar philosophies as well as opinions as they grow older. Nevertheless, they are very companionable with their already existing friends. And so on and so on. Now the question, as always with homeopathy, is what is this magical medicine used to cure? The homeopathic remedy, Calceria carbonate, is primarily prescribed to cure sluggish development of bones and teeth, as well as throbbing joints and bones. For instance, backache, fractures that are slow to heal, and hurting teething in children. This homeopathic medication is also very effective in treating headaches, eye infections, especially where the white area of the eye is reddened, particularly in the right eye, and ear infections, as well as, candida, which you will appreciate, eczema, profuse menstruation, premenstrual syndrome, menopausal symptoms, and also digestive problems. Individuals who need the homeopathic medication Calceria carbonica most are those who are always worried, exhausted, and susceptible to cold, and have a propensity to perspire profusely, even when they exert themselves only a little. Their sweat has a foul smell, and perspiration is profuse on the chest as well as the back of their head. Some of them may suffer from constipation also, but interestingly enough, they feel better for this condition. And then it talks about urine. I think that's enough. I really hope you enjoyed today's story time.